Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
that's over. I like how it was universal. About
oh, no,
only Chad.
He writes checks.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
He puts you on a show, baby.
It's funny when we get PC real quick.
Yeah.
Well, so what do you mean, DC, man? We missed you, man.
Start fixing their ties on their t-shirts. Oh, what are you guys talking about? This is insane.
We missed you, DC.
The road has been killing me. I'm glad to be back, man. I was missing you guys.
Man, road is torture, man.
You say it's torture?
Yeah.
It's a lot, bro, but...
You can't be doing
they
that.
They need me out there.
You can't be doing that to your water, big conversation.
They need me. They need these jokes. One must do what he has to do.
They need
it's not an easy job, man. Go. It's not an easy job. Yeah, but like they need me out there.
Finish a 70-point game.
You know, man, I had to do what the team needed me to do to get
what
this win.
They need me to do to get this victory, baby. No, but it's good to be back, man. It's not the same. I don't like zooming in. It's not my favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
Zoom in. I like to put somebody in here with y'all. So zooming in, I still don't. It you're there, but you're not there.
Right. We thank you for lack.
When I'm zooming in, I'm just waiting for y'all to finish. Stop talking, so I can let me chime in like double dutch.
You be acting like we don't see you moving around on the screen.
I be getting antsy.
That's good. How many
how many shows did you do in the last 2 weeks? Or how many different cities? You were gone for 2-3 weeks.
Bro, I've been gone for about 3 weeks. Brody been adding crazy shows. We've been doing. This is a rare occasion.
We did Colorado again.
Went back to Colorado, did 2 theaters there. We went to Colorado Springs, Denver. Mm-hmm. But we went to, I think we were in, wherever we were. Where
Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh. We did like 9 shows. And he tied the record. The only person who did that many was Matt Rife.
Mm.
And Marlon tied him, so him and Matt Rife tied with the most shows ever.
And that's wild. Did y'all do any weekend. Sunday shows?
Because I know Sunday. We did two shows on a Sunday.
Sunday's no cursing, no liquor, right?
What?
I thought
I came out like biatch.
I thought Pennsylvania was like one of those real religious states.
Where... Nah, Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
Pittsburgh.
Maybe Utah.
I can't imagine Pittsburgh being that kind of blue collar town.
Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh. They like.
No, there's niggas there.
Hard work.
No, I just mean like we got to crack a brew after, watch the game on Sunday. Especially the Steelers, they drinking beer on Sunday.
It's just like New York at stores, you can't buy liquor on Sunday.
In New York?
Yeah, in New York, you can't go to the store and buy liquor on Sunday.
I did not know that.
You go to a club and a restaurant, but you can't go to the liquor store. That's what I'm saying.
That's a fact?
Yeah. For real?
Yeah, same in Pennsylvania. Never knew that.
Just keep you poor people sober.
I did not know that, bro.
Yeah, it's one of them Bible Belt states.
No, they was drunk as hell in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Yeah, they was drunk there. We did a 3 p.m. show on Saturday, and they was drunk there.
That's the best time to do it.
What? Yeah, they was drunk there.
Good afternoon. Mm-hmm. You got plenty of time to recover for work in the morning.
Good morning.
They could just leave their kids in the car. Don't got to get a sitter for the night. Yeah.
Leave the kids at church.
No, leave them at the McDonald's little play area.
Leave them?
Yeah, just leave them. Go ahead. It's gated in.
If you see strangers stuck in a ball pit, you'll be fine.
Do they still have those? Play pins?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have to be super contaminated by, like a known thing.
Absolutely.
It's known to injure your child. They got the plastic slide still that get real hot.
I think they got rid of the ball pit in Chuck E. Cheese, though.
That was the best part of Chuck E. Cheese.
True, but still the best part.
There was
part
always
about
a kid that.
They still got them at, like, you know, the Discovery Zones and all those things.
They do?
Yeah, because we've gone to them kids' birthday parties. Them kids be all in the balls.
Do they have an adult big ball thing?
What?
I'm assuming.
Like a Playland for adults.
Sky Zone.
But do they have the balls there?
The ball pit, though?
Well, they have a block pit. So adults don't get to dive in the balls. Sorry.
We can dive in the block pit.
The block pit.
But they don't have the balls.
No, I don't think
actually,
I don't know. They might.
Sky Zone. No, they have dodgeball. They have the big block pit.
Oh, you're talking about specifically Sky Zone.
Yeah. Sky Zone.
Oh, okay.
They gotta have a place where adults have the balls. We can dive in.
Probably somebody's late night party.
Yeah, I gotta do it.
Diddy's house.
Come to the back.
Yo ass.
They got a ball. I want to go back to my childhood. That was the best part of Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah,
the ball pit.
That was fun.
Nah, I knew it was nasty in there. I always had little siblings in diapers, and they go playing there, and then they come back, and that diaper be missing. Like, fell off at the ball pit.
We knew the ball pit was nasty, but so
we knew germs. The whole place, little kid.
The tube smelled like piss.
I never thought about it as a kid. Yeah, it was just going down, splashing balls, face first in the balls,
and
baby.
Then go back up and do it again.
Yeah, it was a great time.
He's hiding underneath the balls.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she said there's one in Detroit called Jump Zone.
Oh, Jump Zone?
It sounds there like a bootleg Sky Zone.
Yeah, that does something.
Jump Zone, Bounce House.
It was like that name was taken already. Damn, they got Sky Zone.
Liquor stores are open on Sundays now in New York.
In New York? Look at Craig putting out these falsified.
No, it's now. You see them say now.
But how long is now? Yeah. It might have been a rule for like the last 10 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Greg, like back in
you an LA kid, bro. Yeah, you ain't a New Yorker no more, man.
Like back in New York, 1970, we couldn't have liquor.
1970.
At a prohibition.
Maybe changing laws.
Oh, that's why? Okay. I never knew that. How can you make New York not drink?
It was something because they drink every other goddamn day.
I get like a small town or
Utah,
New York,
Colorado.
Yeah.
They was holding
but
on
New
the
York's
old
like they
laws.
Make their own rules. It's the mob, baby.
There's like some places out here get to stay open till 5 a.m. because they go godfathered in liquor license. But usually most of the spots you can't drink after 2.
Everything has to be in LA. Yeah.
There's very few spots that's till 5 a.m. Just like in New York, now they have less spots that's open till 6 a.m.
Back
in the day
when when y'all first started taking me to New York,
she said
was
for
up.
The past 10 years or so, Craig ain't been back.
That's
Craig
well,
ain't
that's
New
just
Yorker.
Yesterday, man.
Craig ain't no New Yorker, man. Because when he said it, I was like, I've been in New York. I'm pretty sure.
No Sunday, I could got
I'm pretty sure
beer
I got a bottle on a Sunday.
I got draws older than that. Come on, that's just yesterday.
I'm gonna read y'all an article I found very disturbing.
Okay.
Anna Obregon is a Spanish actress and television host who sparked major controversy.
She fine?
After announcing that she had become a mother through surrogacy using the frozen sperm of her deceased son. She had became a mother through surrogacy using the frozen sperm of her deceased son.
Yeah.
The baby girl was born in March of this year, making Obregon both the legal mother and biological grandmother of the child. Yeah. The actress explained that the decision was made to fulfill her son's last wish as he stored sperm samples. I'm sure it was not for you.
I want to get you pregnant, like, mama.
The news triggered debates surrounding the ethical and legal boundaries of surrogacy, which is prohibited in Spain. Also, is this not
incest?
Like immediately.
Legally, that should have been illegal.
I guess
you're saying it's not incest?
No, I'm
they
saying,
didn't smash, but.
But still,
yuck.
Right? That's your sperm and your mom.
And your mom! But yeah. The dude was dead. I'm sure he wouldn't have been like, this is for you,
yeah,
mom.
Yeah, he wanted it. Somebody, you couldn't find it.
That has to be
for you.
That is use incest it. On a certain level.
Yeah. On every level.
Yeah. She's the mother and biological grandmother of her daughter, granddaughter.
I thought incest was illegal because of
inbreeding,
the medical
birth
defects.
Yeah. That child is probably gonna have some.
How old is the baby now?
She said, "Well, if this article is accurate, it's March. It was just March.
Oh, just happened.
Yeah, but also I've read this before because I had to see how many instances I forgot what it is now. How many instances does incest mess up or deform?" It's not all that often as like we think immediately like some kids come out normal, but
really, I mean, yeah, I'm sure they do.
Yeah, but it's not like, but it's
what
a higher
normal?
Chance. You know, like
eyes
you see all them England,
together.
All them everybody from England, all those
like, yeah. fucked up looking.
God
bro.
Damn, that's years and years of incest.
That's
that
cousins.
Yeah, that's incest. But that's generational.
Like Prince Charles and them.
Yeah, bro, yeah. They look like that for a reason.
Yeah,
blood just don't turn blue.
Bro, and then Diana was the lucky she got in there because them other kids would have been fucked up too.
Yeah. Yeah.
They look halfway
they went
normal.
Left quick though. He's like, oh, she has some handsome ass kids. Then they just went.
That
left.
One went bald. He didn't look good anymore.
All the Charles.
He started looking like the other side.
All the Charles
looking like
came
his dad.
Out.
Yeah.
And so I was like, yo, this is what happens, bro. But I saw the article and I was like, ain't no way she thought this was a good idea. Because her son never had any kids. But why'd you choose yourself?
Because she probably always wanted her son. She probably had one of them weird.
I gotta hear this audio tape. This, you can't just tell me he said this. You gotta show me.
Is she not going to jail for this? Like, isn't that some sort of like?
So I don't know exactly what's happened since then, but that is. But it said it was illegal in Spain to do the surrogacy in general.
I would think.
Oh,
your doctor, well, I don't know if it was a surrogacy that was illegal. I don't think it said specifically if it was a surrogacy or the idea of incest. Because I'm sure incest is illegal, correct?
I don't think it's illegal.
I think it is illegal.
Morally, at least.
I don't think it's illegal. I don't think it's a crime.
It is a crime. I know in the United States it's a crime.
I don't think it's a crime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. You can't be doing that shit.
My Google will be like,
nigga. Right.
Yeah, you better not get pulled up on a RICO. They going to go through your phone. Like,
is your daughter okay?
Come on, I think I saw like an episode on Cops and they caught this.
That's where you fact check it. I think I saw this episode.
This dude was banging his mom or something. And cops came in and caught him. And he just stormed out. He was like, man, fuck this. And he just walked out. But they didn't arrest him.
It's illegal. And incest is illegal in all 50 states. Okay. However, there can be variations in the specific relationships that are prohibited. And some states have exceptions to the rule.
Like gotta third, be the fourth cousin like and second, stuff like that.
Gotta be.
It says consensual Utah. Incest between adults 16 or older is generally fine, and of course, is criminal against
minors
underage. Yeah.
Yuck!
Of course,
yucky, yuck, yuck.
So, what does it say about the consensual part?
Who you? What cousin you trying
no,
to?
No, I just never knew. I want to know. I want to know facts. If we're gonna be talking about this stuff, I want to know facts.
Can you give us more details?
No, I want to know facts, bro.
I got a family reunion coming up.
No, not at all.
Come on, baby. It ain't illegal.
No,
she is fine.
No,
he's texting the cousin group chat right now. We back on, baby.
I'm saying sometimes we don't be saying facts. Craig literally said we can't have alcohol. We got to have facts. Say that.
But it was true. But just
it was true. It's 10 years later. Ago. I'm thinking now.
Here's the thing: is that no? Who cares if the alcohol is 10 years later? You're like, I need to know what's the truth today.
Yeah, right.
DC said this is important.
It's important. It's the facts.
I don't know.
Yeah, just curious. If we're talking, we got to be responsible with what we give out there to these people.
Yeah, everybody should do your own research. Yeah. Anyways, of anything,
ain't nobody gonna do that shit.
Yeah, I know. That's why you get to believe whatever they tell you.
Oh, I've been watching all types of news in these cases. One person says one thing, another person says another, then the court says this, and you're like, wait, people are going off these.
It's
two
so
facts.
Many different things, bro. This day and age, there's so crazy, many different bro. Things.
People want to be upset now. I noticed that. Like people just got mad at us on our podcast
for what?
Flipped out.
Why?
For talking about. If you had an unattractive daughter, right? Uh-huh. That shit got an algorithm that wasn't our fans. Nigga, it's the most views we've ever had.
What'd you guys say?
But it's in an angry
that's probably
women.
Stuff you shouldn't say.
No, we say didn't. It wasn't even crazy. And yeah, it's going. People were going off, and so Gary's in there fighting with everybody back. I'm like, you know me. I'm like, nigga, y'all could be stupid. I'm good.
Oh, Gary's in the comments.
Oh, he's in there. He's having a good time too.
Oh, okay.
And. One girl said, he's like, did you watch the episode, the full episode in context? She was like, I don't need to see anymore. I was like, okay, well, you're making a choice to be willfully, you want to be upset.
Yeah, you choosing ignorance.
Oh, he's really talking with these people.
Yeah, he does it in a very strategic, you know, like way.
That's a very smart dude.
But
I'm just, when I'm in the comments, I just want to make you mad. I don't want to make sense. I want to confuse things.
Yeah. So they're just...
Because they're not going to... It doesn't matter what you say.
I've never been
people
in comments.
Want to be upset.
Yeah,
when you sit there and say, well, we explained it in the full episode, I don't need to see anymore. You want to be mad.
Exactly.
You don't want... Because you know if you watch the full episode, you're going to have to walk back what you said. So you're just like, no, I'm just going to stay here. And the thing is, the clip isn't even bad if they stay to the end of the clip.
What's the clip say?
They watched the caption, nigga, and just got mad.
Oh, they just go off the caption.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can tell somehow it turned into colorism. We didn't say nothing about black men need to... I mean, it went... It goes in crazy. Uh-huh. It went crazy. So
it's a lot of people.
That must have triggered some.
Yeah, they're like,
ugly
I'm not
ugly people.
I'm so, the ugly daughter.
So when you see the comments, you see that all it is trauma dumping.
Yeah.
All these women, and unfortunately, it's a lot of black women, and they're upset.
Oh, it's a lot of black women.
They're upset at their what happened to them in their childhood.
Y'all,
whether
RG3s.
Being called ugly. Or whether, because how it turned into black man, but we were like, what are you talking about? Like, Gary threw me a fake scenario. What would you say if your daughter came home and said, people said I'm ugly?
That was a fake scenario. Somehow I'm turning to black men versus black women. Oh, all their trauma shit came out.
I thought it was, I know my daughter's ugly.
No.
Now, how do I feel about it?
Like, and the crazy part is the conversation started with unrealistic beauty standards for women. So we were on the women's side in the full episode. And then Gary was like, what would you do if you had an ugly daughter? And so that's how we went down. And of course, we're making jokes and stuff like that.
Right.
But the end result was like, don't worry about what people think. But they didn't care about none of that.
So they got mad just at the question.
They saw,
what would you do if you had an ugly
this
daughter?
This is a weird convo. Why are you sexualizing your daughter? Who the fuck said that? What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. They
but it was just, but when you see the comments, it's their own. When I was six, I got called. Okay, ma'am, you got to go
now
to therapy.
Now you're giving us your personal
stuff. That don't have nothing to do with us. Yeah. We comedians joking about fictitious kids. Yeah, and it's like.
Sexualizing and commenting on someone's looks aren't the same
thing. It's not the same thing at all.
It's not like, oh, I want to hit that. You'd be like, yeah. Like, I don't like when people are like, oh, she's going to be a knockout when she's older. I'm like, now we're in a different realm. Exactly. If you go, oh, man, your daughter's so cute. Great. That's zero issues.
But wait till she get
old. Right, right. When you start talking about future shit, that's when I go like, hey, nigga.
That's weird, bro.
That becomes weird. Now we're in weird territory.
Well, we've heard that our whole lives. Like, oh.
You're going to need a shotgun.
He's going to be it. But
he's
going to
be a lady killer.
Yeah, they do it to boys all the time. Right. He's going to
lock your daughters up.
You know?
Yeah, right. Damn, exactly.
I remember my mom checked a lady for that one time. I'll never forget that shit. That's the first time I really seen my mom. Like, she's like, don't be talking to my son like that. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it's a lot, bro. It's a lot.
It was like when I reached, like, when I started getting, like, older.
Yeah.
Like, right before you grown, but, like, you know, your high school.
Must have been the mama ho friend.
Everybody
had
like,
a mama ho friend.
My mom just, that's the first time I seen her, like, really be, like, protective.
Y'all never had a mama friend say weird shit to y'all like that? Like, he get older, huh? You better keep him away from me.
Not keep him away from me,
good
but
Lord,
like, Jesus Christ.
He go win.
That's a lot. That's very pedophilic
that's a lot
right there, would you say?
I'll give you the last number when you turn 18.
You were touched, Craig.
Like, damn,
you were touched on, bro.
Craig been molested, man. I'll watch him.
Keep him away from me is aggressive
he's
15,
as fuck. He's 15. He's fine.
Y'all didn't have to wash your dick after dinner?
No. Now go upstairs and wash your dick.
Jesus.
My hands? No.
Go upstairs and wash your dick for dinner.
I hate to say it, but it's true. It feels more normal when a woman says that about a young man than when a man saying that to a young girl.
I think at the end of the day,
it's all not right or whatever.
No, it's not. But the double standard is because at the end of the day, they feel like we can protect ourselves.
Exactly.
That's why.
We're going to grow up to be able to protect ourselves.
That's why.
You ain't going to rape me, bitch.
Yeah, that's why. That's
I'm going to be stronger than you.
Yeah, that's why.
You better get
why.
Me now. You better get me while I'm six. I have no strength. You ain't going to get me. Yeah, you better get me now.
But that's why. That's the double standard. Because they know, even in teen years, even these teachers who are smashing these students, you look at some of these students, they're 16. They'll manhandle that teacher if they wanted to.
The other side of
it
that.
Is mental manipulation. It definitely is. But they just feel like boys physically can protect themselves. Yeah.
There's also a lot of dudes who, and I think that's part of it, is that dudes invite it. Like, dudes want to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, a dude smashing a teacher.
A sixth grade boy would beat the shit out of a 30-year-old woman.
Low key.
Yeah.
Nah.
I knew some massive sixth graders, bro.
I know some massive women, bro.
Yeah, I'm like... I know some women who've been fighting their entire lives. Fuck up a 12-year-old.
Okay,
you told Harpo,
you got to be a
seventh grade.
You got to think about. Look at all those little league kids that are 12, 13. Right. They are massive,
sure,
bro.
Sure, that's the minority of
and
kids.
The teachers aren't going for the scrawniest kid.
Right. Yeah, they're going for the manly kids.
Some of them are.
Nah,
they're
getting a young Samoan boy. I've seen it.
6'4" nigga with three kids.
They want the Rock. The Rock at 15. Was a man. 13, he was a man, bro.
The Rocket.
When he had his hair
was,
in the eye,
bro. He had a full on mustache and everything. He was a man, 13 years old. With a fanny pack with toys in it. Looking like
the fanny pack
like
is vibrating,
bro.
That's who the teacher wants.
Looking like a man.
He'd crush her.
Absolutely. That's the double standard. It's all fucked up.
It is.
We know that.
But it's all messed up. But
also, a lot standard. Of men don't, or a lot of boys don't say it. They
what do
don't
mean?
Go tell.
Right. Yeah.
when they're touched by teachers, and a lot of them won't.
Oh, they let it happen for a little bit. That's about a year or so.
What was that?
Yeah.
No, not to their 30s, but like, man, remember that teacher?
Well, how they keep getting, they be catching them now, though. How they keep getting caught?
Because they be telling their homeboys.
Yeah. And that homeboy don't get none. He's like, huh, then we all going down.
Yeah, that's telling, though. Once you tell somebody.
This is a terrible take, okay? And I'm well aware.
Yeah. We're going to go out with a bang, baby, and disassociate myself from this nigga.
It was a terrible take, and I'm well aware.
Go ahead.
I don't think that the women teachers should be arrested after they get caught smashing.
What? Tell me more. Tell me more. I'm going to listen. Hear you out,
if they're in high school, okay? Uh-huh. Let's say, you know, 10, 11, 12. No freshmen, okay? And they smash.
Why not?
A willing 16-year-old and up, okay? I go like, this kid probably wanted that just as much, right? And at 16, you have good conscience over who you want to smash. You've been having erections for years now, right? Probably not your first as the teacher, you know what I mean? Wasn't mine. Well, I mean, I didn't smash the teacher, but I was early in the 16, is what I'm saying.
The church wasn't allowed.
This is a terrible take.
I told you it's a terrible take.
Because if you reverse it, women are old enough to know that it's like, nah.
All I'm saying is terrible that take. As a 16-year-old dude, if I had a teacher and she wanted to smash, I'd have been more than willing.
Well, but the girls are more than willing too. And that's the problem.
This is where things turn, because at that same time, like we just talked about, these guys can't defend themselves. I mean, these women can't defend themselves. You become super predatory.
Neither could these boys, because you're under mentally, their power and jurisdiction.
Yeah. But you can say no and fight yourself off as a boy, right?
Depending on if you want to deal with.
What if you're not as big as The Rock? But if you're a little scrawny boy.
But if you're a girl in there, I warned you guys, this is a terrible thing.
Yeah, you did.
But it's not even the physical. The mental goes both ways.
You gave a disclaimer.
Yeah, he did. He knows it's ridiculous.
I already know.
He knows it's ridiculous.
All right, I said it.
Yeah.
You can't tell me something I already know is wrong. I know. No, Chaz, I got you. I told you it was trash take from the jump. I'm not trying to convince you I'm right.
There was one teacher I wanted to smash.
There was a couple.
If she'd have came at me, I would have did it.
There's a couple I would have.
I had a teacher I was waiting in line to smash.
Jesus Christ.
I was like, I can't wait till I'm a senior, because that senior smashed.
You already knew they already smashed?
Oh, she was a serial pedo.
Yeah, wait till the summertime. It's on.
It is the whole double standard, but it becomes a different thing. I'll go like, oh, you're preying on young girls. But a young dude's like, I want that.
I thought I didn't have a
young dude is embracing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a young girl might. I'm not saying she's not. I'm also saying that a young woman have a hard time recognizing an immature man.
Should it be levels? Like, sometimes you have teachers at the school that are like 20 years old. Student 17.
No, it should all be banned.
Yeah.
Unless that boy is 16.
Not 17. You're 16.
16 and up, you can fuck. That's the rule. For men only.
Also, boys, they go and share it and shit. Like, girls try to keep it private, and their friend will oversee it or something like that. Usually it's the boy showed all his friends.
Yeah. Especially nowadays with the
phones.
Then
they figure it out. They be like, nigga, you was raped.
Right.
In their 30s, they be like, I was getting raped. You was cool for getting raped.
Yeah. But it is a badge of honor for dudes. It always has been. It always will be. Right? It's a badge of honor for dudes. I don't know if it's changing. Is it changing? I'm not in. I've been in high school a long time. Is it changing?
We had parents dating students.
Uh-huh. Jesus Christ, Craig. Where did you grow up?
Man,
and then they had a nerd to not let y'all drink on Sundays. Shit, y'all was doing way worse.
We're talking about in L.A.
Wait, in L.A. and students?
Yeah, when I was in high school, there was a dude at Hamilton. He was a star of the football team. He was 19. But he was dating one of his friend's moms.
Well, he was an adult.
He was an idiot.
This was like off-campus stuff, though.
No, she'd come to the football games wearing his jersey.
He's 19.
Wait, wasn't this a basketball player recently? Was somebody's mom? This was in the news some time ago, wasn't it? Wasn't it like some basketball player was...
A high school student?
It was like somebody's mom, like well-known.
You're talking about Drake and a dude from UCLA.
No,
Joanna?
Bailey also played with the dude that was dating his mom. There was a dude that was on Cleveland Cavaliers that got traded, and they both, Amari Bailey and him, ended up on the same team.
He was dating before. Was Scottie that before Pippen, or after Drake?
Scottie Pippen's mom did that. Scottie Pippen Jr.'s mom did that.
In high school? I mean, in college?
In the pros.
In the pros, yeah. But I'm talking about, like, it was like a college play, wasn't it?
I'm not sure.
Or a high school player.
I think you're talking about the dude this year.
But we understand that Bailey. 16
yeah,
that sounds okay.
Right. Well, Bailey is...
Well, when he was there.
Yeah. Well, never mind. I don't say something else.
But yeah, that's when his mom was dating a 22-year-old.
Was she dating a 22-year-old
before Drake or after?
It was before, because Drake got him the chain.
Okay.
Yeah, that's for your mama.
Oh, yeah.
Put it on.
Okay.
It's shiny, distracting.
I wonder at first, you're like, oh, man, Drake's dating my mom. That's cool. And then you're like,
wait a minute. Drake's dating my mom.
No. Step Drake in the house. No.
Step Drake.
If you was a kid, who was somebody you would have liked your mom?
Barry Sanders. Ken Griffey Jr.
Okay.
They all could have got my mama.
Those are good choices.
It was absolutely nobody.
Nobody?
I didn't think anybody should.
Barry Sanders is my dad.
And we didn't have a lot of we had like dope dealer rich niggas. We didn't have like regular rich niggas pulling up to the crib.
But this is like if you could pick as a kid, if you were a kid, who do you think you would have picked to date your mom?
Big Daddy Kane.
I don't see no rapper coming out my mom's
no rapper.
You come
no
to
rappers.
The show tonight?
80s rap was different, man.
You come no to the rapper, show. No.
Yeah, 80s rap was different, though.
I don't know NBA player.
The no community. We're doing great. Yeah.
it was I can't think of a pastor. I can't. I was like, they all
Chuck
grimy.
D.
They
give me Obama, man.
When you was a kid, he wasn't a guy. When you was a kid.
We talking about real life.
Yeah,
he
was a kid.
Shit,
you little DC.
I tried to skip little DC.
Little DC.
I'd have picked.
He walking in your house
dumb.
Like, "Hey, little man."
God,
what would have had you hype, bro? You a kid.
I couldn't say Obama because if mom fucked that up, I'd be like, "Ah,
you
over,
a kid."
Mom. Me and Obama.
Like his answers make sense at that time. He's a kid. If Barry Sanders walking in his house, he's like,
man,
"Fuck yeah,
hell yeah."
He talks about today. If Barry Sanders walking like,
today. My mom's available. Barry.
He owns banks.
It'd probably be some actor, Eddie Murphy or something.
That's who?
Yeah, Eddie.
You want to hear that coming out the bedroom?
Craig, why are you next to the door, man? Yeah.
You don't have to be.
Had to be Eddie or something.
If they're that loud, they're disrespectful in the house.
Man,
this is crazy.
Drake gave this boy a chain. You think he was wiping his shoes off before he came in the house, let alone put his dick away? He was like, what? You got $70,000 on your neck.
Come
go
on,
take
man.
The trash out.
He was probably being nicer than that.
Probably.
Why?
This is letting you know Craig is the most disrespectful human.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't give out expensive gifts. Let me tell you that. And if I did, I'd really have to. Hey,
the more expensive the gift, the louder the smash you get to have in the house.
The more you got to
that's
gift
trash
back.
Out.
I'll say it, the more you
so
got
when you give
back,
an expensive gift, you have expectations.
Oh, well, don't we all? I say yeah.
I mean, that's true.
If y'all say no, y'all lying.
I agree.
I know, especially if this one's spending money.
You know, if I spend money, I need everything.
He need a down payment
before I spend money. That's I own you.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
I just bought you.
That's a great point.
An expensive gift? Yeah, you owe me. I expect everything.
Yeah. I'm going
that's
a trip.
Not right.
It doesn't matter.
That is not right.
I'm going on a real nice trip. If you're on your cycle, that's cool. We don't need to do anything. Have a great time. But that's going on your bill. That's going on your bill. We go circle back around that. The creditors will be calling.
All right. Look, if you say it up front,
that's not okay.
Okay, if you say it up front. Hey, I'm willing to.
Come on,
like,
guys.
It's like a contract, like tricking. Yeah. If up front, if you say I'm gonna spend all this money, but you know what comes with that up front.
If you say it.
It is what it is.
If it's verbally said,
a lot of these relationships now are transactional.
Yeah.
In these days, it's transactional.
Verbally
shit.
Said, hey, you know what this is.
Man, I spent money. Look how nice this room is. I even got gold condoms. You owe me. Not you owe me, but it was a fair barter situation.
Says, you owe me. It's, you know what this is. This is an old deal in history. This isn't new.
That's why I laugh when people be like, oh, he didn't pay for my ticket. Back home when I didn't put out. Like, you thought he was flying you out to hang
would
out?
You
like,
what are you
oh, doing? No, you're lucky with 2025.
That's fine.
He used to send you back on a camel across the desert.
Yeah. And smack it and just let it go. No, no.
You don't want to put out? Send your ass back across the Sahara.
Like, I just hate that we lie and act like we don't know when things are transactional. You know what I mean? And it goes both ways.
Well, I feel insulted. I'm like, all right, I put forth this great effort. To fulfill every fantasy you wanted to have visually. Mm-hmm.
Then it's you. Then you got to know you're a horrible, trash-looking human, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you talking about them or me?
Them. Oh, no, yeah, no. Yeah, them, I mean, like, if you do all that and they come out and they don't want to smash, because honestly, if you set the ambiance and you have these things, it means something.
You can't just have the verbal agreement because it makes them look very... Ho-ish.
Mm-hmm. So what?
So it's hard to just come out and say, it is, this is what you're paying for this.
That's why. But hoes are allowed to change their mind mid-ho.
Yeah.
Oh, facts.
Oh, yeah.
They're allowed to go, I don't feel like home.
We're allowed to pull that credit card back.
You see, the first night we might have went to Chow's, then you didn't put out. Next night you like, hey, why are we at Chipotle? Hey, you know, I'm still paying.
Is that wrong? A girl, if she hop on a flight and it's a one-way.
If I get flued out, my dick is out when I land. Yeah. Like, I know what this is.
You fly me out, baby.
Yeah,
I got you.
Like they were talking about the WNBA girls flying people out. If you getting flued, you know I know what's up.
I want that frontier flight they got
to
take.
I would love to get flued out and just be like, nah.
But it's very common. It's very common of some people getting flown out, not putting out.
I know. Then they get put out.
They don't put out. You get put out.
Even as rude as I am, I wouldn't put nobody out. What would you do?
I'm going to be mean.
Your number may fall to the bottom. You may not wake up in time to make a couple of breakfasts.
Would you still let them stay with you?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you going to put them? You going to pay for another hotel?
I've slept on couches. I've slept on floors. Yeah.
Wait, you going to make them home? You going to just kick them out?
Hey, man.
Are you going to pay for their flight back? Is it a round trip?
I'll buy them round trip from the beginning.
That's why a lot of people are buying one ways.
I mean.
No, I'll buy a round trip. I ain't going to dangle your trip home.
You got to pick a side. You either mean or nice.
Hey, ladies, don't take a one way getting flued out. That is crazy.
I'll sleep in the tub. It'll just be like, all right, I see where we are. We could be friends.
Honestly, just because my safety, I wouldn't be mean because I'm scared of a false accusation.
You still have to be nice.
Oh, you ain't going to find me home? Okay. He did this. You know what I mean? Sexual assault charge. And I'm like, I didn't even touch you.
I have a daughter. Mm-hmm. Man, I can't be like, if my daughter ever called me and be like, I flew out here and I'm stuck here. He kicked me out the hotel room. I'd be like, what?
Craig is like, hold on, bitch. I'm safe there. Right.
Hold on, look outside. You might see somebody else walking. You catch a ride with
me. I'm sorry. Come on in, girl. My bad. I do have a job. If you like me and you made a mistake financially 22 times, or give or take a few, then you need to do what I did and get yourself Kickoff. It's the ultimate credit building tool that'll help you get on track and build where you want to get a house, get your car situation, get a lower payment eventually. Get yourself Kickoff. The dope thing about Kickoff is it helps you build your credit fast. What's really dope about Kickoff is the rent reporting feature, because every time you pay your rent on time, your credit will go up because they don't report it usually. And you'll be like, hey, man, I need a credit to get here. So why doesn't it go up? Instead of fixing it, Kickoff makes sure it does. Users with credit under 600 grew an average of 84 points in the first year with on-time payments. With transparent, affordable plans starting at just $5, no hidden fees, and zero interest, Kickoff helps you score big when it comes to credit. It's simple. You make on-time payments, credit bureaus see good behavior, and your credit can grow fast. Pyong. Start building credit immediately for only $1 on your first month. AutoPay helps you build your credit when you sleep. You never worry about missing a payment. Sign up in minutes from your phone. No credit check. Cancel anytime. A lot of people hold you hostage, but not here on Kickoff. With 1 million users and hundreds of thousands of positive reviews, there's a reason why Kickoff is the number one credit builder on the App Store. So, start building your credit with Kickoff today. You can get your first month for as little as $1. It's $1. It's 80% off the normal price when you get it to kickoff.com/issues. Issues today. Start building credit with as little as $1. That's Kickoff without a C. Get KIKOFF.com/issues. Issues. Must sign up via kickoff.com/issues to activate offer. Offer applies to new Kickoff customers first month only. Subject to approval. Offer subject to change. Average first year credit score plus 84 points on VantageScore. Between January 2023 and 2024, Kickoff credit accounts for users started with a score below 600 who paid on time, who had no delinquencies or collections added to the credit profile during the period. They payments may negatively impact your credit score and individual results. Do yourself a favor, man. Go to Kickoff and get started on your credit building.
Yeah, but it's like I could have an attitude that's fine. You can shut down. Fine. Yes.
You can fist bumps around the house. Good to see you, bud.
I'm not going
to. Put her in a noogie.
High five from across the room. Yeah. But,
put her in a noogie.
Hey, little buddy. You friend zone now.
You start farting on her. <He's> Buddy.
Because then all the fun stuff I have planned, you don't get to do it no more. You know? I'm taking someone else local who can do all the fun stuff. local.
All right, what if you flew somebody out, right? They don't put out or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You find another chick there. Do you ask them, like, can you leave for a second? Because me and
absolutely.
Her.
Absolutely.
Me and her about to get in.
Super fair. Yeah.
She about to do
or you can sit in the corner and watch,
that's
whatever.
Yeah, fair game. But me and her about to do this.
We can do this the easy way or the hard way.
You can go take a walk.
You can have shots with us up to the point.
You go take a walk.
Yeah, that's when I go get the expensive restaurant and bring a bunch of dope food back and be like, oh, I bet you are hungry.
Yeah, now this is for her.
Yes, fair game.
She knew what it was. But everybody knows what it was. That's ridiculous. Well, oh, I thought he just wanted to hang out. Who the fuck flies you to this to hang?
Like, you're not talking about it. You knew that.
Nobody's that. But on the reverse.
That fascinating.
Even on the reverse, yeah. I would never think that. Like, that's ridiculous.
I wouldn't do the bullshit of not taking them out to eat. I'd even take them out to eat.
What you need strength for? We ain't fucking.
They just going to miss out. They going to see more
what you
what
need nutrients for?
Not going to carbo load you for someone else?
Wow. What? You don't need no Gatorade
get
or nothing.
Get his energy to somebody else.
What you need
work.
Nutrients for?
But I say this as a, you know, because people are going to be like, oh, that's messed up. No, if it was reverse, I'm putting out. Like, I'm doing the same. Like, hell, I've done it. Let's just put it out there. I've done it. I don't care.
I'm an easy trip.
DC's you done
fly,
it.
No, I haven't. Sometimes I'm bougie. I've been bougie.
I've been
good. I've been through it without kicking them out, but I have people.
No,
come
I'm talking
out
about the verse.
And
the
I'd be like, go ahead. They go do everything they want to do during the day, all that, and then I'll come back.
No, I've never been the trick. I've been the hoe. I've never been the trick.
Oh no. I flew out. Yeah, you getting that nine on the land.
Never. I've been the. If you want your hair, you want your bill paid, if you want your hair braided, I've been, all right.
A little thotty pop
I've done
over
it.
Here.
Yeah, I've done it.
Okay. Yeah, this
I've been transactional.
You put out? And you put out?
Yeah. Put that phone bill?
Was it your best effort, too?
Nah. Not at all. Not at all.
You gave him that coach dick in flight
just
first
enough.
Class.
Just enough to
take this middle seat.
Just enough to get the bill paid, man.
Middle seat peen is crazy.
Middle seat.
Y'all never done it? Y'all never been the transactional? Where a girl was taking care of you or something? Maybe it wasn't said that it was transactional, but it was transactional.
Oh, yeah.
Does that she hook you up with stuff?
Living
she,
with a
maybe
woman?
Maybe she gets you free rental cars
she
or free
pays
flies
most
or something
bills?
You putting out.
If you live with a woman, she pays most of the bills. Is that the same?
Nah, that's y'all in a relationship.
Y'all, that's
nah.
Relationship. Yeah.
I mean, the relationship was
you
survival.
Got, you just got a chick. You just got a chick, and she cover you, and in return, you be breaking her off.
I don't think I've ever been flown out.
No, not flown out, but just in general. Just,
where she's breaking you
it's
off
been transactional. You give dick to
yeah,
get.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man,
we've all
yeah,
done
yeah,
it.
Like, yeah, brands, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we've all done it. Like,
absolutely.
That's why I don't really be judging the women. I'm like, nigga, I get it.
Absolutely. We don't say it.
We don't
it's
say it, but
an
you know what it is.
Unspoken thing.
Yeah. I be taking notes. Like, you got that right. Too?
And this one I really knew was transitional because when I stopped, I didn't get no benefits no more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Take care, Gerald.
Yeah, yeah G killer, like, man. I love that.
That's fine.
Take care, Gerald.
I love that.
Yeah, it's unspoken. It's probably better if we just say what it is.
I think it would be. Yeah.
You gotta be
I'm
honest.
Take care of you, take care of your money. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give you this, take care of this, but I'm gonna need that dick from
yeah,
you.
That's fine.
When I need it.
Cool. Okay.
Bet. You sound like a pimp if you say that.
So?
Hey, you know what?
It is what
I'm
it is.
Take care of these bills and stuff. I'm just drop by.
That's
you
the
know,
thing. Everybody wants to,
Tuesday.
Like, and this is in general, everybody wants to use language to, like, coat our feelings.
Right.
And do it's like, nigga, say what it
just
is.
Be direct.
I remember this one girl we used to smash and.
We?
Me and her.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the train. We were running the train.
No,
me and the fellas.
He was about to sip the water. Nah. Like, we.
And she got mad one time because I was in a rush and I was like, all right, let's do what we have to do. And then I got to go. And then she was like, well, like, I don't want to be like, I'm just coming over here to fuck. I'm like, that's exactly what you come here to do. She's like, but normally we like watch an episode of TV first or something. I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah, that's
that makes a difference to you? In your head, that makes a difference that we watched 20 minutes of King of Queens.
No, no.
And now you
they
you,
don't
you came to fuck, ma'am.
They don't like, want to feel like a hoe, though.
That's what I'm saying. That, it's all about feeling and shit. But like, let's call it what it is. You come to fuck, I fuck, and we leave. Like,
but you can't bypass a woman's feelings.
Yeah.
But I'm saying people in general. Like, we always.
But in this situation,
around.
He was the woman.
You know what I mean? I'm like, why?
She was paying them to come.
He
would,
but
him
no,
drop
but a woman
draws.
Always, a woman
like,
always
why,
turned
bro?
Into the woman, in no matter what scenario.
Not if they're in the position. Of
you see
power.
What I'm saying? But even if she's in the position of power, she's like, hey, I want to be held, Keon.
Like, I'll pay for it. I'll pay for it.
That's like, not, that's not
they
a
always
contract.
Can pull woman
two
rank.
Arms.
You know what I mean? Like.
So, and, but I, mean, I wish we could live in a world where people would
just
say
direct.
What it is. Just
it's
say what
direct.
It is,
this
man.
Is what, this is what we're going to do. This
bro,
is what it
you,
is.
You ain't never had it where you go like, hey, don't catch feelings. And then y'all be smashing. And be like, this is kind of missy, but this bitch done caught feelings.
That's what I say when I come.
Don't catch feelings.
That happens all the time. They're like, I know I can handle this.
I'd be like, I love you. Don't catch feelings.
Now, that's different.
That's different.
That's Stop. Different.
What would ever make you think that?
And that's a lot of dudes.
I didn't say I love you. I said I love you. I'm coming. Yeah. You have to say the whole thing.
You're doing the role. We're supposed to do. You ever watch movies?
A lot of dudes do that.
They're doing movies.
A lot of dudes.
They get up and be like,
he said, "I love you." Don't catch
tires.
Who gave you that impression? That I love you. Yeah.
A lot of dudes do lie and say they don't want, but then they act like boyfriends and they wonder why women are confused.
Well, see, it's not acting like boyfriends. Okay, if you have a conversation and you treat someone nice, and you treat them well, and you're still smashing, but you're like, I don't want nothing to do with you. But you're still treating them really well because
that's
you're
confusing,
really like,
bro.
But honestly,
that's confusing.
Honestly, smashing is acting like their boyfriend. Once you cross, that realm,
I smash more girls that weren't my girlfriend that were.
If we don't do nothing else.
You just skip to the final boss.
Yeah. Well, you can't invite them out. Hey, I got two tickets.
Right. That's dudes be doing all that shit. Let's go hang out. Let's go to dinner. So she like, oh, I'm liking this, and you hanging out for hours and laughing and all that. I'm like, she's confused.
Wait, I think they're supposed to be liking it. Because can't just show up, give them dick, and they be like, oh, you be like, yeah, see, I left them disappointed. They didn't have a great time.
It's very rare that you just walk in a room. But we don't talk. Nothing happens. We don't watch TV. We don't eat.
Hey, you got a Marshawn
Lynch. That's a date.
Yeah, exactly.
You got a Marshawn Lynch.
I know why I'm here. Wait, what's Marshawn Lynch?
You know why I'm here.
You already know why I'm here. You remember his interview?
You know why I'm here. Say nothing. You go in there, you say nothing. No combo. Hooker time. Like if you got a hooker.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's very weird.
But it's not confusing.
Everything is. No.
Well, you have to set the mood. It's not confusing, though. As
soon as you turn the light, turns, you turn some music on.
But they.
You just have a heavy drink. As soon as Yanni come on, it's over.
But they're not confusing. They're not confused. You ain't get
it's very easy when
you transactional, your car don't get keyed. Ain't nobody calling you in the middle of the night, showing up at your house. None of that shit happens in the transactional. Matter of fact, they'll remove themselves if they catch feelings because they know it's transactional.
Do you also hold back on the dick that you give them? You give them quick transactional.
Now that part's fucked up because you be fucking like.
you be fucking them.
You be trying to give it to them. Like,
you're like, well, this is how I fuck.
And it's ego. It's
look,
ego.
Look at them all in the eyes and shit and then get up and be like,
all right.
It's one ego. Of these on the counter.
Wait, why are you calling me?
It's ego, but.
Very, yeah.
You know, I think that's better to do it that way.
Yeah, I agree.
They just didn't fuck with him. Because I be on women's side when they say, well, he said he didn't want nothing else, but he did. When they list all the things he did, I'm like, no wonder she was confused. Because you're doing boyfriend activity. You're doing too much.
Yeah.
What do you mean? There's no boyfriend activity. There's, okay, you treat him right or you treat him wrong.
Or you can just treat him like.
When you treat him right,
chill.
It's boyfriend activity.
It's boyfriend activity.
Yeah. You treat him wrong, it's transactional.
It don't even have to be wrong. It can just be, this is what it is. Like, this is what it is. You coming for this, I come for this, we do this and let's go about it.
What if I
have to talk, that's weird.
I want to eat and have to
But it's not hanging out.
That's hanging, talking is conversing, that's.
Nah, if it's real quick.
How was your day, bitch?
Yeah.
Take off your clothes.
Yeah, nah. None of that, bro. None of that,
bro. Bro, but that's almost impossible.
Don't you have to, well, I have to like the person I smash somewhat.
Sure.
Or I have to like the movie that's on, at least.
Sure. You know what I mean? Like, I never popped a blue chew on a chick. Never did that. I'm not going to be, you know.
That's relationship.
Yeah, that's too relationship much. Stuff. That's super dick. You ain't trying
no,
to get
that's
in
that's not. That's what much. You're supposed to have on the first
That's
date.
How you keep your bills paid.
With the blue chew.
This episode is brought to you by Blue Chew. Have better sex with Blue Chew, the original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex.
Ow!
It's a good time, man. Blue Chew Max has arrived.
That sounds
good. What?
It combines the active ingredients of Viagra and Cialis into one chewable. This combo acts fast and acts loud. Oh, they didn't update.
Oh, wow.
Do we get these? I ain't had the Max.
I never had the Max.
They need to send them out. Let me get a Max. Let me get a Max contract. Guys, be ready when she needs it, and it's your first month of Blue Chew for free. Great sex is just a few clicks away. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you receive the prescription in days. Blue Chew tablets are made in the U.S.
Okay.
No tariffs.
What? Right?
What?
And they're prepared and shipped directly to your door. Best part, it's all done online. That means no visits to the doctor, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, none of that. I've done it. I've had the Max, but I've had the
to
chew.
The Max.
To the Max. Yeah, I had the Max, but I've had the chew.
I've done it all over this.
Mm-hmm. And they do what it do,
oh,
man.
Yeah. Oh, I'm God, a big
fan.
Boy.
Eating.
I'm a big fan. You should try your first month for free when you visit.
Cold game.
And the promo code Issues.
Issues.
And you just pay $5 for the shipping. So that's promo code Issues.
Issues.
And you visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast.
Thank you, Blue Chew.
Thank you, Chew, to the Blue
Chew.
Appreciate you, Blue Chew. Doing what you do.
Wait, after what we were talking about, it made me think.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Would you Chris want?
Like,
your...
I think I've been a terrible person.
No, would you want?
Went to the bathroom, looked in the mirror, start crying.
Why are you broken
so many hearts?
Who are you? Who are you?
Hey, SpongeBob! I hate you.
Banging on the mirror.
I hate you. This is why no one loves you.
No, it's a popular question. It's like,
go ahead.
Would you want your daughter to date someone like you?
Yes and no for me.
Hell yeah.
I'm with that.
Yes and no.
Absolutely.
So I have many sides to me. Like
I would say, which age me?
Someone like you.
Because I'm the same as what I was.
Well, then what's it matter which age you?
Because now I'm more responsible with it.
It took you
50. I'd have to ask my daughters. I'm like, hey, would y'all date a guy like your dad?
They probably say no.
Well,
probably
no, like, no, you no. know you more than anybody
they
knows
probably
you.
I wouldn't let my daughter date you. Or you.
I said you. I didn't say yeah. me.
I wouldn't let my daughters date none of you.
I'll let her date Chad.
What I mean?
Hell no.
I wouldn't let her date Chad.
What I do? I'm a solid guy.
I come
guy.
Visit my grandbabies on a king size bed. Yeah,
gotta... What's wrong with that? You be like, just well
I
taken
need more
care of.
Firmness
right
from you, though.
What
you
mean?
Gotta be more, just more firm.
I'm firm when I need to be firm. Otherwise,
out
you're
on
doing
me
too
when
much.
I come by
I'll let my daughter date Chaz, not you niggas.
Come
I'm,
on, man.
I won't let her date none of you.
Said you.
I'm very
would
protective.
You let her date you?
Nah. Well, see, if my daughter was messing with somebody like me, I'd actually be like, fuck. Because you're getting transactional dick.
Well, like, are we talking
well,
about,
y'all
talking about
all, me? I'm like, y'all are the only two married men in the room. So
I'd that's what,
be
I,
like,
let, I would let my daughter date me now.
Wait. My bad. What are we talking about?
Would
we're,
you
we're
let
not
your
talking
daughter
about dating, like in intentionally to get married to somebody?
If they get there.
This is what I'm asking.
So,
they
so
like
seeing,
you.
Seeing a guy like you.
They like you. So if you see everything that you do reflected in them.
Right. So this is what I'm asking. Is it, are we asking like, cause somebody's dating.
The nigga's living in a van.
That's
he
great.
Wants to be a comic. He's writing. He's okay. busting his ass on a
he's
scooter.
Working hard.
To get
no.
To
no.
He's very loyal.
No.
He's talented.
Daddy, he gave me lemons for dinner. No,
no
bitch.
He can,
oh,
he
yeah.
can protect you
I
in the van.
Bitch, but
yeah.
Wait a second.
No. When,
you
now,
might have to.
You're
going to
switch your pick, huh?
Wait a second. There's plenty. He's got health because he's working at UPS at the time. He's got health insurance.
I wouldn't let her date none of you because I know too much about you.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I said you. Would you let them date you? Would you?
If your daughter brought you home. At, but it,
I,
honestly, it depends
be
on the age.
I'm looking at him like my doppelganger.
I know
and
you,
he's
buddy.
Looking at you. Yeah.
It depends on the age. If my daughter brings me home at 30 plus, that's a good dude.
Well, no, my, it's you home at the age she at 20. She brings you,
sweetie. Nah, don't do that. I mean, well, I'll tell her straight up. Listen, if you're trying to have fun, fine.
But you see what you grew into.
But
so you don't.
But she's not
gonna
be
hope.
Around for that long. She not.
Yeah.
She gotta meet him 10 years later. So it's just like, nah. If you trying to have some fun, I get it. But if you think this man about to take you seriously, he's not.
I'm like, you're getting a great guy looking at me. You're getting a great guy right there. That's the guy you want to marry. That's him.
I want them to date someone who has pieces of me.
Yeah,
I guess.
That's fine.
Yeah. So
I'd be like, nah, can't do that.
Trash
sis.
Niggas.
Yeah, pieces of me.
Like me at 30, yeah, that's fine. Yet. Me in 20s, no. Yeah. Just because I know she's going to like him and he ain't going to like her back.
Me at any time.
Well, with me, I'm going to know that he likes you a whole lot. He just don't, he don't know how to settle down yet.
Okay, that's fair.
He like you a lot. You can tell by these
he cares about you.
Yeah.
And when you don't put out, what does he do? He just go get another girl, bring her back to the room, right? That's.
I'm like, nah, man. Don't do that. Just. If you're going to do it, don't fall for him. That's all. Just don't fall for him. Because I was never mean or bad. It was just robotic.
I know I was in love several times with what I thought was
Oh, no, not I.
It just didn't stay. It was like a cheap perfume.
I didn't even know what that.
It was strong at first, and it just
cheap perfume.
So you're the only one saying yeah?
To me?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's that ego chest.
I don't know.
It's just brick. But it's the brick.
I love me. I think I'm a great dude. I'm dedicated. I'm loyal. Be committed.
Would you have been a good guy to like date to marry at in your 20s though?
Yeah, I was just poor. It don't change who I am. I'm just broke. Niggas was broke. I was 20. Yeah. How many 20-year-olds come out balling? Niggas was broke. Niggas trying to make something out of nothing.
So at that point, when you were younger, you were open to be like for a wife?
Yeah, I thought that's what I grew up with. I was watching my parents marry when they were in their 20s. I thought that's what you're supposed to do.
Okay. I was balling.
You ever cheated on a girl?
No.
Oh, my God.
Never in your life?
Is yo in here?
Hilarious. I think I said this before. I dated two girls at one time. So yeah.
They knew?
No.
Well, a girl dated you and two dudes at one time.
Well, that was in the bed with smashing at the same time. But I remember I was dating this girl. I was trying to get this one
girl. So you would want Izzy to deal with a dude who's dated two girls at the same time?
No, I hope she wouldn't. I hope she would be like, it's hard to get away from a liar. Right, it's hard to, if somebody's lying to you, there's not enough time.
So, were you lying to them?
100%.
Uh-huh. Well, then why would you want your daughter to date you? Yeah.
Let me explain what happened.
Yeah, get. I'm not trying to get to the nitty gritty
because I'm still a great dude. Yeah. But when I dated the girl, because there was one girl I was trying to get, she wasn't messing with me, so I got with this other girl, right? Mm-hmm. And then the other girl came around, and I said, man, that's the one I was trying to get. So I was like, all right, let me figure this out, because I didn't want to be like, I can't see you no more. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna date him a little bit. The same time for, you know, keep it last way.
When you say dating, what does that
entail? You're cleaning up your filth.
No, wait. When you say dating, what does that entail?
So we had what we thought wasn't a, you know, when you know what kind of relationship you're in and then they don't, which is what we're talking about earlier. Okay. So it was that kind of thing like, hey, I'm not trying to get married now, blah, blah, blah. You being upfront, you being honest. But then it's like, yeah, a lot of women think they'll either wear it down or it'll wear off, you know.
Were you guys going raw?
No. No. Absolutely not. I don't think I've went raw with two women in my entire life, though.
Okay.
One has my child, and
you're
one is my
out, bro.
Commendable, Chaz.
Yeah. So, nah, man, because I knew
that'd
having
make
a kid.
See, that's why I let that's why I let my daughter like date Chaz. He's safe.
You
man.
Get you
safe and clean.
People have a hard time looking at their future, bro. It's a big reason. People are like, oh man, you don't cheat, and it's like, nigga, one bad night. Then I'm not allowed to see my daughter when I want to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're talking about now.
Like, yeah, but either way, but it's like people don't think of the consequences of stuff like that. And it's like, you got to have that stuff in effect now. You just got to remove yourself from the situation. It's not worth not seeing my daughter when I want to.
But we're talking about when you had these two.
But same.
When you had these
double,
two bitches.
Double.
Well, I was going to get back to the presidential
chat. Yeah, DC.
You get us back.
We want to know when you were doing
your back on the camera.
I was also upfront, very honest. But I don't know if I want to have kids yet. I don't. Definitely marriage is off the table right now. I want to get my career one out before I even think about getting married, right?
Uh-huh.
These are the things that I want in place before I even think about getting married. If you can wait this long, it's something we can talk about in the future. You know what I'm saying? But it's not. Marriage is absolutely not on the table right now.
Oh, you told them?
You got to be honest up front, especially after a while.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So you told both of them, but when did they find out about each other?
Well, you know, different game. Then you got to be like, hey, listen.
Did they find out about each other?
No.
Wait, you was talking about marriage with both of them?
You have to
That's
talk
past
about it.
Cheating.
So you were seeing
talking about
both
marriage
of them.
With
I was seeing both of them.
Oh, no.
I'm talking about not marrying.
Hey, so why would you want Yo to date a dude that was seeing two women like that?
Not Yo, Izzy.
I mean, Izzy, yeah.
I would want Izzy to date a guy like me, because also at the same time, if the dude does do something trash, I don't know how many dudes have been super faithful in their relationships, but I also know I'm dedicated. I was dedicated to both of them.
Let's see how you wiggle out of this, this political answer.
I watch his eyebrows work.
It's not a political answer. All people make mistakes in life. You're not going to have a marriage where somebody's not going to make a mistake one way or another. Correct?
But if that happened to Izzy, that would be devastating.
I don't want her to be played at all.
So you don't want her to mess with a dude like
that? She needs to know she's going to make some mistakes in a marriage, and so is the other person. Things are going
to
happen.
But you don't want her to mess with a guy like you.
No, I do. I would love if she met a guy.
But you had two girlfriends at one point.
But not two wives.
I've never had one wife, so I hated you. Cool, I like Chaz's.
Hey, he's squinting his eyes. That's so funny.
Ha 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 Touche.
Chaz. 2028. Touché. And I'm
like, vote for me.
Oh, shit.
That nigga funny. Oh, that was hilarious. If y'all could be in there,
you
listeners.
Notice he keeps reading our comments. Wait, who's?
Oh, yeah, y'all comments there. I'm watching Star. What's up, Star? Star and Autumn.
Oh, yeah, we read them.
Talking Star about UDC there. Reading them. He got his glasses.
I put my glasses on. I couldn't see. Star and Autumn in this, bitch.
See, that's where I be falling short. I don't know what cheating is yet. Let me get to it.
I'm not going to entertain this horse shit.
I like that he said yet.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Okay, so.
I'm sure there's different definitions for people. Sometimes
when the not going right,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And you take a break from each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you see people and then you get back with the person.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I've always been called a cheater for that.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Is that cheating?
Wait, say that part again.
So, you know how girls do. So you might get into a disagreement. So y'all break up.
Yeah.
They think you're going to go away and learn something.
Right.
You just go away and keep doing what you was doing.
And then y'all get back together.
Now y'all get back together.
No, I don't think that's cheating.
Wait, when you get back together, are the other ones cut off?
Yeah.
Well, then
they may send a message.
Then when did you cheat? That's not cheating then.
If we broke up,
that's not cheating.
If there's an agreement. Like, hey, we just need some time apart, but we're still going to be together. One of those bullshits. No, I don't know what people do.
You need to get your shit together.
Well, fuck
it's
you.
Over.
Well, fuck you. And then out.
Yeah.
Well, how are you cheating? That's not cheating.
Later,
that's stupid.
Y'all end up back together.
No.
Definitely.
That's not
clear.
Cheating.
Definitely.
I was free. I was a free agent.
Yeah, that's
now,
very good.
Random pictures would pop up and different texts of, are you coming to town or whatever. But there's no.
And that's just the booker, baby.
Going back and forth anymore.
No, I don't think that's cheating.
It's not cheating. You guys are broken up.
Yeah.
Oh, then shit, I've never cheated.
Nah, it's only cheating if you're with somebody and then with somebody else.
But they're like, well, no, we broke up, but we didn't break up.
What does that mean? I don't know.
I don't follow it. That's why I'm lonely by myself.
That's dumb.
But
you don't even have to entertain that anymore.
Yeah. Once y'all break up, it's fair. It's whatever at that point.
You
I've had breakups when we got back together. They looked through the phone to see what
that's
I did.
That's none of your business.
You can look through it. It ain't going to change nothing.
Right.
I did what I did. I used to
fall into it and start trying to explain until I got to the point of, well, we wasn't seeing each other. That makes them a little mad.
Hey, are you here or you not here? You're here or you're not here?
Right.
Because
right.
All that shit ain't going to change nothing. You can look at all that. It ain't gonna change nothing. I still did all that. Yeah. You still did whatever you did.
I'm like, you can't discipline this dick. free will dick.
Yeah,
little, it got rights.
Little shit like that though.
You can't let me go, baby. Better hold on to me.
You let me as soon as you say we out, nigga. I'm in the streets. The millisecond. This ain't working. Bet.
Okay.
You're in.
Bing bong.
Make the call.
To the dugout.
Make the call.
To the bullpen.
Make the call. Bring in the reliever. The second. That's how that low key. That's when I knew like Cotty was probably it. When we would break up and then we would get back together, she'd be like, so what was you doing? You know what? That ain't none of my business. I was like, oh, this is to keep it right here. She was like, whatever you did when we weren't together, ain't got shit to do with me.
Bro, and there's a ton of women lined up to get your second hand-me-down peen, bro. People think they're not. They'll never.
Would you pass up some here. Jordan 4s? Only wore it a couple times. Jordan 4 did.
Jordan 4s. What's some ones are bro to be wearing? The Tom Ford? No.
Oh, you
the ones you got?
The Rick Owens.
Rick Owens.
Dick Owens.
Yeah, man. Nah, that's not cheating. That's ridiculous.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, nah, I ain't cheating.
You were single.
So all them was lying on me.
That ain't cheating, man.
And then, like, that whole getting emotional and trying to guilt trip you, all that other stuff, bro, you gotta...
I was free.
Man, what I've learned, Bill Burr said this the best, and it's the best thing ever, bro. He was talking to, I can't remember what special it was, but he was saying, if the girl, the wife or whatever is going off on you, he's like, you just got to stay in the pocket. You
can't. That's let it go.
Bro, he was like, you can't react. He's like, you can't get loud back. Yeah. He was like, you got to just stay in there and let that storm pass. But it was like, the quieter you can be through it all, and like, you can just take that.
Do that Hail Mary attempt. So you fucking lose your shit.
Yeah, I was like, man, when you stay in a pocket though, bro, and they get all that out.
Yeah, bad. Let's take yeah, you know the boxer to keep your hands right here.
Yeah. Like, weather the storm, weather the storm. But your women like
protect yourself at all times.
The emotions hit and they hit hard at one time, and then it's a lot immediately, right? And it's like boom. And then you're like, it's rare, not that it's rare, but it's like either they get a hold of themselves, right? And they can come to you like, hey, da la 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 la. But man, when those emotions hit at one time, whether it's anger, when it's sadness, you'll see the bust out in tears. You'll see the getting loud, and you'll be like, hey, this is for us. We'd be like, hey, this is a lot.
It's so much.
This is a lot all at one time. I was just sitting here, and this is your reaction doesn't seem like this equates to
the situation. It never matches
And so then we're like, hey, come on that shit down. Like, who you yelling at? Who you talking? Like, then it becomes that. And then, but you're trying to tame her emotion because you're like, I shouldn't be catching all this heat right now. For what?
For what?
I realize I'm
for mashed potatoes?
No, what?
It'd be the most random.
I realize I'm too comfortable in that situation. I will fall asleep mid argument. I don't know why they get mad.
I was born in the dark.
I'm so comfortable in this.
Yeah. I was born in the dark. Because then, if you don't take it seriously, you're like, I'm just a joke to you.
Yes.
You don't take my feelings seriously. And it's like,
I just feel like it's my. I thrive in those moments.
It's like, this is a lot, dog. I don't know what just happened.
You think the darkness is your ally?
I'll be sitting in the pocket.
I told y'all my go-to is, I'd be like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Yo, it's not that dude. You know what I do, bro? I'll go be nuts by myself. I'll go in the car. I'll be mad. Whatever it is, I get all my anger out somewhere else. And then I come home as a normal person. My neighbors think I'm nuts. Whatever it is, I don't bring any anger, aggression into my household.
What if it
bro.
Happened? What if it starts in the house?
Even if it starts in the
you
house,
go out the house.
100%. I've smart. Left before, yeah, but I'm like, hey, this is getting a lot, and I'm gonna leave because I know me. You know, and you don't want to see me at 10.
Right.
Like, you'll never.
It makes way more sense to leave.
There's been times where I didn't get out, but it makes more sense to leave.
I'll leave in a heartbeat.
Yeah. I haven't escaped all of them. Yeah.
Sometimes I just go get gas.
I'll just walk around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I go get some air.
She's tried to pull this before. If I walk, she'd be like, you think it's safe for a black man to be outside? In a hoodie? You think that's safe?
That's
I'm like,
hilarious.
Oh, now you can shut your ass.
I'd rather be shot by a cop than be sitting here with you. Yeah.
You fucking bitch. You just storm out.
That's hilarious.
I hope a cop does fight.
Because then if I die, I bet you miss me then, wouldn't you? If I died. No, I'll just leave. I'll be like, all right, man, I'm out.
Always better to leave. You can't always get away, but it's better if you can.
It's just, sometimes, especially now that I got the garage, I'll just sit in the garage. Turn the TV on out there.
Wind down.
Chilling there.
Hey, and then you got to know when to leave a dude alone. You got to know not to poke.
Yeah, sometimes people, the women, a lot of people, they poke.
Oh, you going
poke
for a walk?
We
going for a walk.
No, we not. Because you can't keep up with me.
Yeah.
I'm going to take off.
I don't know. You got it. Like
what's,
Chad said.
What's my man running through the streets in New York?
Jonathan Majors?
She was on his heels, though.
She was moving.
In heels.
In heels on his
but heel. Like Chad said, sometimes they poke, and they want that grizzly.
They want it. Mm-hmm. That's why you just got to leave.
But why?
Like Taraji P on Baby Boy.
Yeah.
She wanted that grizzly.
They just... But the thing that keeps me calm now, especially at this age, is one, I just don't have the energy. I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But two, learning more about women. A lot of times when they be on their bullshit, they're not even in control. Their hormones are fucking in control. They're not in control. They're not... There's no rational thoughts going on in there. There's no...
It's a lot of energy.
It's them.
Yeah, peter out.
And even in real time, as they're doing it, they know they're being fucking crazy. They just can't stop being crazy.
Yeah.
They know they're being ridiculous.
Don't you women? Don't you?
They know it. They know they're being ridiculous and can't get out of the ridiculousness.
Look
and
at them all quiet now. Oh, now you're all quiet. No, compliment DC now. Huh? Where you all at now?
I'm crying. Like, I didn't know what they were saying.
Oh, they've been
they
mute
know
for
you
a while.
This is how you know they know they're nuts. Occasionally, especially if we're watching like a movie or a show with couples and stuff. Like we watched that show, we just finished Four Seasons.
Okay.
And, you know, a lot of marriage stuff, a lot of, you know,
it's
good.
Okay.
It's good, though. It's real good. They're doing a season two. One of the episodes, I don't know where, it's just a good episode, having a good time. She just goes, I'm sorry you have to deal with me. I said, that's
Keon starts crying.
I said, that's
I waited so long.
Oh, she said that?
Yeah. She knows.
I was like, that's fine.
Wow. If someone did that, I'd probably get on one knee and be like, who are you?
He's like, I'm sorry.
I'm petty. See, that's when I rub it in. I've been telling you. I've been telling you this whole time.
It took a TV show to tell you.
It took a TV show to say what I've been saying.
No, they know it's them.
Y'all won't say nothing. She'll just make a post.
For real? About you?
About something.
Yeah.
What did it say?
She'll be like, dealing with women feelings can be a lot to your mate.
Maybe one of those.
Yeah.
You'd be reading it like,
nigga, just say you're sorry.
Yeah. Say it to me. Say it. Let me know that I ain't crazy. Let me know I ain't.
Because you'd be like, I know I'm not. I've been.
You're right.
Like, I think I'm pretty solid. Like, I know mentally. I feel like I'm.
Matter of fact, ladies, give your man that validation. Give your man, tell him to his face.
You're wasting your breath.
Hey, I get it. It can happen. It can happen.
Speaking on deaf ears, man.
It can happen.
You know what they need?
This is in the episode, man. Thank you guys for watching.
Speaking on deaf ears, buddy.
Give your man validation, man. Let him know you be tripping.
I'm not going to give him the satisfaction.
Let him know you be tripping.
Let's see. She said, I know I'm crazy. I can put my glasses on.
You know what? They need that
little
translator earpiece.
I know I'm crazy, but I also know my limits. I don't poke the bear because I don't want the consequences. Fair enough.
Yeah, don't poke the bear. Cause sometimes the bear ain't even hidden. Sometimes the bear just always out. Sometimes I'm just always out. Like, he ain't never hibernating. He just crazy. And you poke him, you just make him, oh, I don't know.
You already poked me by being here.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't gotten more. The older y'all get, though, y'all ain't been like.
Y'all ain't tired of the.
Yeah.
Just the ramp up.
What? Yeah. The.
No.
Not you.
I've definitely learned how to be calmer now. Just.
Not that I meant tired.
Because nowadays you can get in trouble if you don't stay calm as a man. I don't know your question.
But even like the energy of it. Like how you said, you'd have been petty. I'm like. Why?
Oh, just
at this age,
because
DC can't
no.
You ain't tired?
That's me. I'm a Taurus.
DC can't help it, man.
I'm a Taurus. We're Tauruses. If we tell you don't touch the stove and it's hot, and you touch the stove and it's hot, I gotta make you feel
that's,
it.
That's you get.
You know what I mean?
The stove already made him feel it.
Nah,
the stove did it.
Because now I gotta hear you cry about it. I gotta hear you whine about it.
What if they burn the stove and be like, "You was right. You still got to double down."
You should have got burned.
If they tell you, like, shit, I should have listened to you. You were correct.
I don't like wasting my time or my breath or energy.
So they're doing it for you, though.
So
they're
when
like,
I speak, when I give advice to you, if I told you, hey, man, don't touch the stove,
yeah,
you're gonna burn yourself. Now I just wasted my time and my energy.
Okay, but if they come
touch
to you
stove,
after,
now you're like, ah!
But then they like, you were 100% right. I'll never do it again.
Burn.
I'm gonna start.
Can you wrap my hand?
No, you ain't gotta do that.
I have to do it. You gotta appease and shit like that. But I told you, because I'm the problem solver. I have to fix it. So I have to get involved and fix it, if you can go handle it all by yourself,
okay. Yeah, if they handle it, and they be like, you was right. They rapping it. You was right. I should have listened to you.
Off in the corner.
I should have listened to you.
I don't
want right.
to see your pus.
You still gotta say something?
I don't want to see the burn mark. I don't want to see none of that. It just depends. It depends how they handle it. Sometimes I have the mercy rule where I just be like, okay.
Yeah, but are you logging it though?
Okay, if you own it.
You know he's logging it. That's what I'm saying.
He's a logger.
Yeah, I'm logging.
Captain's log.
Yeah, mental note. But if you own it, and without me having to tell you to own it, I'll
be like, man, I just want to.
I'm a repeat offender kind of dude.
Yeah.
I'll let a bunch of stuff go. If I mention something and it happens again, I'm like, hey, this is what I was talking about last time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, here's a little, you know, just like this exactly right here. So I was, never happened again. I'm like, hey, yo, this is the last good, nice tone. This is the last time I'm going to say this thing nicely.
Right.
Whether it's the kid, whether it's a person, this is the last one that's coming out.
Yeah.
As nice as possible.
We're as respectful as I can.
That's strike two. I've probably given three already. So I'm going to go, hey, blah, blah, blah. Hey, I said this before. Hey, dog, we're here.
Yeah.
This next one is a problem.
I don't really be having arguments. I'll love bomb till I'm like, I'm out of ammo.
And then what?
Gone. I love bomb till I'm like, oh, wait, these bombs
no more
ain't
grenades.
Working over there. Shit, they ain't respecting these bombs. All right, let me get on out of here.
That might be worse than women. Where's all the love gone?
Mm-hmm. You chased it away.
You chased it away.
You took the broom and chased it.
I am getting better as far as just letting stuff go, not tit for tat.
Yeah.
I feel myself.
That's what I mean. Like the older, I told her, I was like, I just want. I'm chilling, bro. I'm just old. I'm just like, I don't.
You got care. Too much going on in your
yeah.
day.
Yeah, I was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
And then yeah, I want the house to be the one place where when the world is kicking my ass, I can come here and chill.
And chill.
Man, I don't want to do no shit with you, too.
Man, this happened the other day. I guess Izzy, she had like 3 bowls of frozen mango or something like that, right?
That sounded hella good.
It was fire. And then I guess she asked her mom for another one. She said no. Yeah, I'm in the room. I don't know. Izzy said, can I have a bowl of frozen mango? Yeah, let's go get it. Right? I don't know. She played her cards well, yeah. Right? So I go give her the mango. And so Izzy's just eating happily. I'm like... First off, I'm like, I told Izzy later on. I'm just like, nigga, if you're going to go lie, go hide. You're right in the middle. Yeah. Oh, your mom can see you with another bowl. I was like, you can't lie to just be out in front of it. Yeah.
What'd she say to that?
Okay. No, she was like, I was like, hey, listen, if you're going to do something and you're going to be like that, I was like, don't go in front of her.
She made the block hot.
Yeah, I was like, yo, you... Now we both in trouble.
You got to teach her, though. You got to be like, yeah. I'll hold it. You just keep coming.
But he didn't know.
Mad.
I didn't know.
Oh,
You didn't come with the... Me, if mommy says something, that's
well,
my
yeah.
rule too.
Of course, this is what I of course in person. So when so when Yo was like, I just told her she couldn't have that. I was like, hey, Izzy, did you say blah 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 blah? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, you're not supposed to, you know, you do all that whole thing. And then but I didn't do that until a little later because at the time, this was like 9:30, 10, so weekend. I let Izzy stay up. That's what I used to do. And so then she was so Yo was like, hey, didn't I tell you that? And at the time, I was just kind of like, I don't know. And I just walked back in the room. I was like, I'm not about to do this now with y'all. And I was like, I'm already tired. Now I got to, hey, didn't I? I was like, hey, man.
So you removed yourself.
I removed myself.
He was the problem.
I thought the story was going to have a better ending.
It did later.
Okay.
But at that time, I was like, because, you know, the lesson has to be taught.
Yeah. Later. For you, at the time, you were like,
I was like, no, I'm not about to do all this.
I'm not finna decide.
She's already got the mango, bro. Eat the mango, nigga. Go to bed.
So, like, so then Yo got mad at you?
Yeah, so then she was like, thanks for the support. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bro,
how many times, dog? You know,
I take my vote back, man.
He's like,
bro,
I got
my daughter, my daughter ain't dating Chad.
No, bro. Because you know how many times this happens,
you
bro?
You voted too fast.
You know how many times this happens? How many times do I have to come in and be the discipline backbone, right? She said something. She said, hey, you guys heard, blah, 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 right?
Right.
I never, ever once get thanks for the support, right? Okay. Never once have I heard of that.
Okay.
Okay, so the time I don't, right? The time I'm just like, man, later. Thanks for the support. So the sarcastic thanks for the support, okay. Right? So then I'm like, hey, nigga, of all the times I had your back, never once do you go, oh, thanks. But the one time I didn't,
And you didn't know.
And I didn't know. I was the one lying to
you.
I'm the
set
victim.
Up. Yeah.
That's fair.
So then I'm like, dude, we're going to have this conversation. I didn't feel like getting up in the first place to get in the mango. I was in the bed chilling. So I was like, let me get up. Let me
You're
go
just trying
this.
To keep Izzy quiet.
Yeah.
So
then I was like, no, we're not about to do this. So then she said that. I didn't respond to her and be like, we never. I didn't say that whole combo. I was like, yeah, no, you got it.
So the next day when the storm passed, you were just like,
so later that
let
night,
me tell you.
Later that night, I told
Izzy.
Later that night, I told Izzy.
What'd you tell Yo?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You should have went to Yo first, right?
No, wait. I'm sure he did both. I'm just wondering if he talked to Yo.
No, I'm saying, who do you go to first? You talk to Izzy first?
I talked to Izzy first. Because Yo was always a... I still haven't told Yo about the, when I say this, you don't say that. I'm not going to deal with all that.
She'll see this episode.
Huh?
My question is, you didn't go to Yo first and be like, yo, I didn't know that you told her she can have it.
Well, that was all at the time. You know, because when she was like, didn't I just tell you that? I was like, oh, I know. I was in the room.
But you didn't say that that time. You just
I said, I didn't know. I was like, I didn't know.
It just becomes a bigger conversation.
When she went to thank for the support made you, where you walked the fuck away.
I was already walking off.
Once he found out we in trouble, he's like, wait.
Hey, man, we'll do this another. Because also, I'm like, this is not a huge deal, right, at this time right now. Lying to your parents, yes, this is a big deal. This is also something we can talk about later. I was like, I'm not about to blow up the world right now and make a huge... Because there's times when I got to be like, hey, I'm so disappointed in you. And there's times I got to do all that.
Keep
good
them
stuff.
Nights out the socket.
Right.
That's one of the
I'm not going to tell you again. Yeah, that's when you got to turn up on, right? You got to be like, but otherwise, dude, I'm like, this is a combo. I'm not about to do this to myself, man. I'm chilling. I'm having a good night. I'm having a good evening.
That's what it be.
I'm not about to ruin my mood and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And, man, stuff falls off me like water. When she said, thanks for support, I was like, yeah. It went right
back.
I
get it.
Another day.
Stress level stays down when you do it that way.
Dude, I'm not about to do all this. Because nobody wants to see me wired.
Right.
Like, nobody wants to see
especially
that.
If you didn't know,
that's
Once he said, "Oh shit, I didn't know." What else is he supposed to do?
Yeah.
He didn't know,
So and this well, is when it turns into
a little goddamn common sense. You don't give a kid fruit at 10 p.m. and be like, good night.
That's the weekend, bro. We turn up.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm not.
That was funny.
That's what they're
like. It's like, I don't know.
We both got lied to. Nigga, she did a good job.
Izzy's magnificent.
She did a good job. You got us.
We're teaching her well.
Smooth. Yeah, bro.
She was just.
Her only fault was eating in public.
It was like when people go steal and they be on IG Live, like, yeah, nigga. I see you right in the living room, bro. I'm going. She got a little tent. Go hide in your tent. Eat your fruit. What are you doing? You already won, bro.
Yeah, Izzy could have tucked off. Oh. If he had tucked off, should have been good.
It would have been good.
She over there throwing it in her face.
Papa got me. I'm like, thanks, Papa.
You can't have no mango.
Now we got to do this. Now I got to go check with her everything we say. Now, would your mom?
You ruined it. You said a president. You ruined it.
You're like, I'm not catching heat again.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
That's funny. You're all right, shit. Craig, where you at?
I'm at Craig Wayne's on everything. Still working on the auditions. I think they're going to bring it to somebody with more followers, but the idea is still up in the air.
Like Marlon?
Letting y'all know. No, he's too busy, but somebody that's an Instagram star.
Okay.
Social media star.
Yeah, one of those.
Hey, guys, I'm here from the... I might say something weird.
This dropped this week, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this drops this week.
Yeah.
You going, Chad?
Yeah. June 27th to June 28th, I'm at Riddles in Chicago with Sean Tang Wayans.
Hey.
I don't know what this Pittsburgh club is. September 13th, we're in Pittsburgh. I don't know the club, though. I'll figure it out, guys. We got time. We got time, everybody. But yeah, I am there. Lacroni Chaz is up. We got Craig Smith this week. Episodes to drop today. Yeah, we've had Tahir and Brent, and we'll get everybody on soon enough. And then so Craig Smith this week. That's it.
Okay. I am what is this, June?
Yes, it is.
I don't know.
Today will be the 3rd.
I ain't got nothing city wise. I just have stuff ships and local
ships.
I don't go back on the road to cities until August. So August is going to be Sacramento. Houston, Phoenix, and somewhere else. So you guys get your tickets for that. Especially Houston, because y'all been waiting for years. So I finally booked it. August 16th. So you guys get your tickets for Houston.
DC's doing Little Stone, Maine.
What do you mean?
This random, you do every city.
Every random little city.
We're at the Nutbuck Casino, and
we got some normal ones.
Houston's Roosters.
Normal ones this time. Austin, Texas. That's June 5th. That's Cap City Comedy Club.
Oh, Cap
June
City.
5th
I like
through the 7th. And then Raleigh, North Carolina, June 12th through the 15th. Pull up to those. And then, I'm coming out with new Prove It shirts. A dope color. Black and neon green. So I want you motherfuckers
neon
to get
green.
Those.
I got some
order
Jordans
those for
to go
me.
With those.
Yeah, like get those. Green. I'm trying. New neon green is going to be fire.
Okay.
I'm going to get the Air Max 95.
Okay. I got some shoes to go with those.
But get those for
That'll
me.
Work.
For the Wild Child Tour of Marlin.
Appreciate y'all, man. Thank y'all for watching. And then we'll see y'all next week.
We out.
Yeah.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own. Surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.